This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, and Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, and leave the fax blank and we will fill it in, regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth February 27th of 1942. Dear doctors, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, intermittent severe diarrhea with malabsorption, chronic anemia. Her last visit was July 11th of this year. The patient had a traumatic death of her son prior to her last visit in June of this year. And then she went on a vacation with her family in September, all the way to Hawaii. And when she arrived back in Chicago on the flight home, she was extremely ill, septic. She had a very large necrotic wound on the back of her right leg. So she was taken to the local hospital in Chicago and then transported to Grand Rapids, where she required prolonged hospitalization and care. And after discharge, she received home care and also has been being treated at the wound clinic regularly. She does have a family member who's able to do dressing changes. Currently, they're ordered every other day, and that has been going well. She still has some edema of the right lower extremity, but it is improving, and the wound is getting much smaller, she reports. No current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, blood, or melena. She recently saw Dr. Akkad and had a low white count and low platelets, and so he's going to be following her with monthly labs, and he'll have a follow-up visit within the next 2 to 3 months for further evaluation. He thinks the labs are low, the white count and the platelets, due to the severe infection in her right leg that is currently resolving. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She is on, I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day for chronic metabolic acidosis. Also, she takes pancreatic enzymes, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and omeprazole is 20 milligram daily as needed. She takes iron, 65 milligram, also 2 tablets daily for the chronic anemia. Physical examination, her weight is 120 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 66. Pulse is 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. No edema in the left lower extremity, and she has edema noted in the right ankle, 1 to 2+. And the wound is covered with a dressing on the right calf. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/21 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 32. Sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 4, calcium is 8.3, liver enzymes, AST is 50, ALT is 32, alkaline phosphatase is 129, her hemoglobin is 9.2, that's up from 8.7, platelets are 107,000, white count is 2.8. And iron levels appear normal. She does have elevated kappa free light chains. It's 13.42, and the lambda three light chains are 6.24. Normal vitamin, or normal IgG, normal IgM, and normal IgA. And there were no monoclonal proteins detected on the immunofixation. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. Three, severe right leg wound that is healing, also resulting in recent sepsis and hospitalization. But the patient is recovering. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. All of her routine medications will be continued. She'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.